Last week, the BC Civil Liberties Association wrote a public letter urging the Canadian Jewish Congress to reconsider its, quote, attempt to stifle freedom of expression and intellectual freedom for young people. The Civil Liberties Association was criticizing a campaign by the Canadian Jewish Congress to suppress access by Ontario school children to the book Three Wishes. Three Wishes, written by award-winning Ontario author Deborah Ellis, presents the voices of Palestinian and Jewish Israeli children age 8 to 18. They provide personal, brief, and realistic accounts of their daily life. Here are a few excerpts from what these children tell us.
Gull, age 12. My mother doesn't want me being rough and mean to people when I'm a soldier. She says she brought us up to be kind to people. She thinks going into the army will change the kind of person I am. I don't see how that can happen. I am who I am. How can anything change that? It's always there, the army, when I think of the future. All boys have to go into the army. It's the law. It's dangerous for Jews in a lot of places. The Palestinians are not the only people in the world who hate Jews. My mother has a friend in Montreal, in Canada, who has told her stories about people hating Jews there. People have always hated Jews everywhere, not just Germans and not just Palestinians.
Mona, age 11. I am a Palestinian. That is what I am. How could I be anything else? I wouldn't want to be from anywhere other than Palestine, but I wish life here were easier. I know life is easier for kids in other places, and I wish it were easier for us, just for a little while. I get tired of all the troubles. There never seems to be an end to them. Soldiers scare me more than anything else. Guns and soldiers. You don't have to be a bad person to get shot by them. Mostly it is good people who get shot. You should have to do something bad to get shot, but here everybody gets shot. The fighting is between the innocent Palestinians who have nothing and the Israelis who have everything. I wish all the Israelis would leave my country. I don't know any Israeli children, and I don't want to, because they have the same beliefs as their parents. They believe that I am not as good as they are. They are not the same as me. I don't know exactly how they're different from me, but they are.
Elisheva, age 18. Regarding the war with the Palestinians, I've gotten stronger in my belief that we are right. If the Palestinians were right, they wouldn't be so sneaky, so full of tricks. I feel a lot of anger towards the Palestinians. I can't feel real hate because it's hard for me to find bad things in people, but I still feel anger. When I walk through the old city of Jerusalem and see the Arabs there, I don't want to see them. I don't want them to be there. They make me angry.
Yanal, age 14. Israeli soldiers occupied our school last spring. We were under curfew when they came, so the school was empty, but they barged in anyway. They made holes in the doors, broke windows and furniture. They smashed everything. They wrote rude things on the blackboards. They even peed on the floors. And they call us animals. We all worked together to clean it up. It took us 3 days. It made me angry, but it made me feel strong, too, that we can fix whatever the Israelis try to do to us.
Yabane, age 18. Two of my friends were killed by Palestinians. One was shot. One was killed by a bomb. Neither were in the army. They were just kids, 17 years old. They weren't hurting anybody. They should not have died. I grew up with them. We're all together all through school. Our settlement is small, only 200 families. Everybody knows everybody. We used to do all kinds of things together. We went hiking, played sports, watched movies. They were killed just a couple of weeks ago, very close to each other. I feel sad all the time. Their deaths make me think more about the meaning of life in general, and meaning of life in Israel in particular. Why am I in Israel? Is this the place for me? Is there another place? No, there isn't. This is the place where I'm supposed to be, but it's not easy to see why.
Hassan, age 18. The thing I enjoy most is hanging out with my friends. We play cards and other games I can play with my hands. The thing that scares me the most is soldiers, because of the weapons they carry. They don't like us. All they want to do is shoot at us and kill us. I wish they would go away. I'd like to be a policeman when I get older. I'd be a good policeman. People would trust me and I would keep them safe. If I had three wishes, I would walk again. I would play soccer and I would go see beautiful places.
Asif, age 15. I understand the suicide bombers. They do what they do because of the Israeli occupation of their land. It isn't hard to understand. We Jews did violence against the British when they controlled Israel. We killed people and blew things up on our fight for freedom. Our soldiers kill and terrorize Palestinians, and things keep getting worse, not better. It's hard to say let's make peace to your enemy. It's easier for them to kill themselves and take some Israelis with them.
Salam, age 12. I shared a bedroom with Ayat. She was tidy, like me. One of my sisters is not tidy, and I'm glad I don't have to share with her. Ayat and I got along as normal children do. Sometimes we'd fight. Once she wore my shoes without asking first. That made me angry. She spent a lot of time studying. She was better at school than I am. She always told me I should study more, but I never saw the point. I was right. Studying didn't do Ayat any good. She didn't tell me she was going to do this. She should have told me. I would have kept her secret if she wanted me to. I would have liked to talk to her about it, maybe make her a special breakfast or do something special for her that day. She should have told me. She didn't tell any of us. She was almost finished school and was about to be married, and she kept planning those things as if everything was normal. Her fiancé is here a lot now. He's sad all the time. I don't think it would hurt if I blew myself up. I don't think it hurt my sister. I think she was very brave, not scared at all. I think she was probably very happy. I don't know if the girl she killed had a sister my age or not. What does it matter? I don't know any Israeli kids. Why would I want to?
Artov, age 15. I've been in Israel only 3 months. I am from Russia. I miss Russia very much, even though Israel is very beautiful. I know a little bit about the Palestinians from the news. It seems that they all hate us, but I don't know why. I have not met any yet. It is impossible for us to meet. We are separate people.
Nora, age 12. I am from Beit Safafa to the south of Jerusalem in Palestine territory. I am a Palestinian. I was born with something wrong with my legs. I've always been in a wheelchair. I get around in the chair just fine. The wheels are like my legs. The soldiers are always around, but sometimes they move into the streets, and then everybody runs to get out of their way. If they feel like shooting, they'll just go ahead and shoot. They don't care if they shoot at a child or an older person. My mother is afraid that they'll shoot at me for not getting out of their way fast enough. I think I could throw stones like the other children and still get away very quickly, but I can't throw stones if I'm with my mother. I know there are other children in the world who suffer a lot. They get shot at even more than we do, and they get sick and go hungry. Someday I'd like to do something to help them. If I had 3 wishes, I would become a doctor, and I would be famous, maybe as a writer, and I would be able to walk.
Those were excerpts from The Voices of Children, recorded in the book 3 Wishes, Palestinian and Israeli Children Speak, collected by Deborah Ellis and published by Douglas and McIntyre. For more on the Canadian Jewish Congress campaign to suppress the book, check the Red Eye website at cooperadio.org/redeye.